Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something that's quietly transforming how you shop. AI agents.
Right. It's happening everywhere. In your shopping cart, your favorite online stores.
Exactly. And look, this isn't just some fancy trend, it's becoming essential. We're seeing figures like, what, 87% of retail stores already using smart features?
Yeah, and the spending projections are massive. They're talking about global retail AI spend hitting nearly $46 billion by 2032. It's huge.
So our goal today is to explore why. Why are these AI agents such a big deal? How are they changing the game for businesses, and maybe more importantly, for you as a shopper?
Well, it's been quite an evolution. AI in retail isn't brand new. I mean, Amazon was using simple algorithms for product suggestions like over 20 years ago.
20 years. Wow. So that was the very beginning. But those are pretty basic, right?
Oh, absolutely. Very simple. Think back to the early 2010s. It was mostly rule-based stuff, basic chatbots, automated emails, you know.
Okay, so when did it start getting, well, smarter? More like what we see today.
The mid-2010s, that's when personalization really took off. Machine learning started powering things like Amazon's recommendation engine much more effectively.
Ah, yes. Suddenly the suggestions felt much more relevant.
Exactly. And you had early AI chatbots like Sephora using one on Facebook Messenger for actual makeup advice. That felt like a real step up in interaction.
That does sound more advanced. Then things started branching out more, didn't they? Late 2010s.
Yeah, diversification was key. We saw visual search emerge. You know, upload a picture, find a similar dress or chair. Neiman Marcus called theirs Snap, Find, Shop.
Like Shazam, but for shopping. I remember that.
Pretty much. And behind the scenes, big players like Walmart started using predictive analytics, figure out inventory, supply chains, trying to get ahead of stock issues.
Makes sense. And then COVID hit and everything accelerated.
Dramatically. Early 2020s, the pandemic pushed adoption way up. Virtual assistants got smarter. H&M had AI giving personalized fashion tips. Dynamic pricing became much more common, too.
And now, post 2023.
Now we're firmly in the era of generative AI and hyper-personalization. Think advanced AI models. Ralph Lauren's using generative AI for marketing copy, even virtual try-ons. It's a serious topic. Apparently, 93% of retail boardrooms are talking strategy around this stuff.
Okay, so that brings us to the core of it. Why are these AI agents so revolutionary right now? What's the fundamental shift?
I think it boils down to a few key things. First, that hyper-personalization you just mentioned. AI isn't just guessing based on past buys anymore.
Right, it feels deeper than that.
It analyzes your behavior, your browsing, the context. Sometimes it feels like it knows what you want before you do.
Yeah.
Kroger's individualized digital coupons are a good example. It changes the whole loyalty game.
And it's not just what the customer sees, right? There's a huge impact on the business operations, too.
Absolutely. Operational efficiency is massive. AI predicts demand way better, which can lead to, say, 35% less inventory sitting around, maybe 15% lower logistics costs. That's significant.
And it automates the tedious stuff.
Tons of routine tasks. Plus, AI enables real-time decisions. Humans take time. AI can adapt in seconds. Amazon changing prices every 10 minutes. That's AI agility.
Incredible speed. And the cost reduction must be substantial. Chatbots handling queries 247 saves a lot on labor.
Definitely. It frees up human agents for the really complex problems where they're needed most.
So let's talk specifics. What do these AI agents actually look like when we encounter them?
Well, you've probably interacted with conversational AI agents already. The chatbots on websites handling FAQs, checking order status, they're everywhere. 247.
Sure. And the voice ones.
Voice-activated shopping assistants, yeah. Through smart speakers. There was that famous case with Nike and Google Assistant selling out limited edition sneakers in like 6 minutes via voice
Oh,
commands.
6 minutes. That's power.
Then there's the AI-powered visual search we touched on. Snap a photo, find the product. Super intuitive. And less visible, but crucial, are autonomous inventory management agents.
Robots in the aisles.
Sometimes. Like Tally by Simbe Robotics. Scanning shelves for out of stocks. Keeps things running smoothly without constant human checks.
So, looking forward, where does this all go? What's next?
Even deeper hyper-personalization. Treating every single customer like their own unique segment, tailoring everything.
A segment of one. I
Yeah,
like that.
exactly. And AI-driven augmented reality, AR, is going to be huge for shopping. Virtual try-ons, seeing how furniture looks in your room before buying. That market's projected to boom.
So, blurring the lines between online and physical.
Absolutely. And autonomous checkout systems like Amazon's cashierless stores. Grab your stuff and walk out. AI handles the billing. It's all converging.
But it can't all be smooth sailing. What are the big challenges here?
Oh, definitely challenges. Data privacy and security is top of the list. You're handling immense amounts of customer data. You have to get cybersecurity right and comply with laws like GDPR or CCPA. Trust is key.
And getting this new tech to work with old systems.
That's a big one. Integration with legacy systems. Many retailers have older IT infrastructure. Making modern AI play nice with that is complex. Need skilled people.
And it's probably not cheap to get started.
No, the high initial implementation costs are real. Hardware, cloud services, specialized talent, it adds up. Smart companies phase it in strategically.
So, wrapping things up, it sounds like AI agents aren't just nice to have anymore. They're pretty much essential for staying competitive in retail.
Unequivocally, they empower businesses to give you, the customer, these seamless, really personalized, efficient experiences.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe. As AI handles more and more of the transactions, the logistics, even the personalization, does that make the human element in retail, you know, that face-to-face chat, the unique store vibe, even more valuable? Something to think about.
A really interesting question for the future.
Indeed. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive.